Chapter 10. Taking revenge for them when the opportunity offers. What does I know? I'll tell you what I knows. I knows enough to boost that will to Flinders and more, mind you, more. Tom was aghast. More? He said, what do you call more? Where's there any room for more? Roxy laughed a mocking laugh, and said scoffingly, with a toss of her head, and her hands on her hips. Yes. Oh, I reckon. Cause you'd like to know with yo po little ole ragdolla. What you reckon I's gwine to tell you for? You ain't got no money. I's gwine to tell yo uncle and I'll do it this minute, too. He'll give $5 for the news, and mighty glad to. She swung herself around disdainfully, and started away. Tom was in a panic. He seized her skirts, and implored her to wait. She turned and said, loftily, Look-a-he, what is it I told you? You, I don't remember anything. What was it you told me? I told you that the next time I give you a chance you'd get down on your knees and beg for it. Tom was stupefied for a moment. He was panting with excitement. Then he said, Oh, Roxy, you wouldn't require your young master to do such a horrible thing. You can't mean it. I'll let you know mighty quick, whether I means it or not. You call me names, and as good as spit on me when I comes here, po and ornery and humble, to praise you for being growed up so fine and handsome, and tell you how I used to nuss you and tend you and watch you, when you was sick and hadn't no mother but me in the whole world, and beg you to give the po ole nigger a dollar for, to get her some to eat, and you call me names, dad blame you. Yeah, sir, I gives you just one chance mo', and that's now, and it losses on half a second, you hear? Tom slumped to his knees, and began to beg, saying, You see I'm begging, and it's honest begging too. Now tell me, Roxy, tell me. The air of 2 centuries of unatoned insult and outrage looked down on him, and seemed to drink in deep draughts of satisfaction. Then she said, Fine nice young white gentleman kneeling down to a nigger wench. I's wanted to see that just once before I's called. Now, Gabriel, blow the horn, I's ready. Dot, get up. Tom did it. He said, humbly. Now, Roxy, don't punish me anymore. I deserved what I've got, but be good, and let me off with that. Don't go to Uncle. Tell me I'll give you the $5. Yes, I bet you will. And you won't stop da, neither. But I ain't gwine to tell you he, good gracious, no. Is you feared o' the haunted house? And no. Well, then, you come to the haunted house bout 10 or leaving tonight, and climb up the ladder, cast the stair steps is broke down, and you'll find me. I's a roostin' in the haunted house cause I can't afford to roost nowhere else. She started toward the door, but stopped and said, Give the dollar bill. He gave it to her. She examined it and said, H'M like enough the bank's boosted. She started again, but halted again. Have you got any whiskey? Yes, a little. Fetch it. He ran to his room overhead, and brought down a bottle which was 2/3 full. She tilted it up, and took a drink. Her eyes sparkled with satisfaction, and she tucked the bottle under her shawl, saying, It's prime. I'll take it along. Tom humbly held the door for her, and she marched out as grim and direct as a grenadier. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.